You have a pasuk in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, Ki Yipolu Mimcha Dor Olam Mishpat, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. Divrei Rivas B'Sherecha, if you have a machlokes that you can't resolve, so you should go ask the Bez Nagodol, and the Psak of the Bez Nagodol is binding on everybody. So in the Sefer Aderes Eliyahu, which was not written by the Vilna Gaon, it was written by the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon. They quote things in the name of the Vilna Gaon. So they quote in his name, commenting on this pasuk, that Kan Kila HaTorah Kol Chelke HaTorah Kulo, that there are three areas in Halacha. Dam LaDam is one area, Din LaDin is the second area, and Nega LaNega is the third area. This is quoted also in the Hagdamah to the Shulchan Aruch that was written by the children of the Vilna Gaon. So what are the three areas of Halacha? It says Dam LaDam is Yisur HaHetar, whether the woman is Asura LaBailo or Materis LaBailo. Din LaDin, the Dini Maman is a Nega LaNega is Tumah V'Tar. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted as having said that these are the three areas of Halacha. What is the significance of making such a statement that the three areas of Halacha? So we have a principle in the Midrash HaTorah and the Reshes, and we have Yud Gimel Midas, you have Kol HaPrat HaKlal, you have Dov HaShoyev HaKlal, Yatzman HaKlal, and we have all those Midrash HaTorah and the Reshes, but usually we never bump into them in the Gemara. They're very rare. Some of them don't appear ever in the Gemara. Some of them only appear in the Torah's Kohanim. And the most often, the midah that we bump into most often is not mentioned in the list. That's the midah of mamatzinu. Whenever you have a din in a pasuk, and another case is sufficiently similar to the case in the chumash, so we assume that the din applies there as well. Take for example, some people are learning Bava Kamma. So you have obis and toldus. So how do you know that told the same kayotzebehem? How do you know that the toldus of all of the obis and zikin have the same din as the obis? So it's a mamatzinu. Just like Karen is Kavanah Salahazik, so this is also Kavanah Salahazik, so it has the same dinim. You have a lot of dinim like that. You have, how do you know you have to hold the lulav and yesrig up the way it grows from the ground? Because the pasuk says, by the Karshe HaMishkan, Atzi Shita Momdim, Kedar Kedilosam. So we learn out from there to call a Tarakula, that whenever Allah requires that you have to use a natural item that grew from the ground, you have to fulfill a mitzvah in its natural state. So this klal of Mamatzinu can be Medam and Milsa and Milsa. The Gemara has an expression, Kala Tarakula Medam and Milsa, Dimuyim Milsa and Milsa. You're always Medam and Milsa and Milsa. That's the Midah of Mamatzinu. So the Gemara has two restrictions. The Gemara says in Brochus and Avchof that Isa Mituma Loyafinon, that's a no. Isurmi Mamoina Loyafinon, that's in Brochus Avchof. Isurmi Mamoina Loyafinon, it's Sugi of Kavar Abrias. It says the Kavar Abrias is Deche, the Chiyav Hashavus Aveda. You cannot derive from there that Kavod Rabbiyah should be Doche Yisur HaHetar, because Yisur Mitum Yisur Mimamoina Loyafina. And then there's a Gemara in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza that Yisur Mituma Loyafina. So why is that Yisur Mituma Loyafina? Why is Yisur Mimamoina Loyafina? So the Pashtus is the way the Vilna Gaon says over here, because these are three different areas of Halacha. Tumah V'Tahara is one area, Yisur HaHetar is another area, and Dinei Mamonos is a third area. So within each area of Halacha, you assume all the dinim fit into one pattern, into one system, it makes up one mosaic. So you can derive one din from the other. You can learn out from Atzi Shita Momdim, that's Yisur HaHetar, from the Karshe HaMishkan, you can learn out to the Lulav and the Esrei. You have to hold the Keder Kedilosa. But you can't learn out Yisur Mituma, you can't learn out Yisur Mimamoina, because Mominus is one area, Tumah V'Tahara is the second area, and Yisur HaHetar is the third area. Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay where he discusses the nature of the Issa Nida Labaila, whether the Issa Nida Labaila is a function of the Tumas Nida. A Nida is an Avatuma, and the Nida is also a Surah Labaila. Is one dependent on the other? Are they unrelated? Is it possible that a woman will be an Avatuma of a Nida and she'll be Muteris Labaila? Is that possible? So Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a whole essay in his Sefer on Yivomis where he shows that the two are unrelated. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says. You see from the Vilna Gaon, also like that. The Vilna Gaon said, is quoted as having said, Ben Dam LaDam means Dam Nida, Dam Tohar, whether the woman is Materis Labaila, that he calls Yisur HaHetar, Ben Nega LaNega, he calls Tumah V'Tahara. Why shouldn't Nida also be Tumah V'Tahara? Yisur Labaila is a function of the Tumah V'Tahara. You see that the Vilna Gaon assumes that they're unrelated, they're separate. Nida Labaila is called Yisur HaHetar, and Nida as an Avatuma is called Tumah V'Tahara. Now within the area of Yisur HaHetar, there are sub categories, the sub areas. So one separate area is Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says Shaketz. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, commenting on the pasuk Shaketz to Shaktsena v'sa'ayef to Savena kicherem hu. So the Gemara says, whenever a din is a borderline halachi, you're not sure whether it should be asar or mutter, so you should, the midrash our turn the drashes mem in Avodah Zarah is that you go l'chumra. Special klal Shaketz to Shaktsena, you should go l'chumra. You have such a din, the opposite, when it comes to din in the Foshes. Din in the Foshes also is a subcategory of Issa v'Heter. It's not a category of din in Mominus, it's a subcategory of Issa v'Heter. So the Gemara there says the reverse. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says, V'hitzilu ho'edo, v'shaftu ho'edo v'hitzilu ho'edo ben amaka ben goel adam, by Retzeach. So the Gemara says on the Pasuk, V'hitzilu ho'edo, and whenever you have a toss-up and it's unclear how to darshan by din in the fashas, you always go to hakel, the yitzil hoed. So that shows that that's a separate subcategory within the category of Issa v'Heter, that din in the fashas is a subcategory, just like Avodah Zarah is a subcategory, because the midrash and the drashas spam are slightly different. And then you have another subcategory of Issa v'Heter, that's the whole chumash vayikra. Today's parsha is vayikra, because the Gemara says when it comes to kochim, the midrash and the drashas behem are slightly different. The Gemara says in Kol HaTarukum L'meidim Lomid Min Halomid. Lomid Min Halomid means like this. Let's say I learned that a din B is learned out from A based on a hekesh, a mamatzinu, whatever. Kol HaPratiklal. Somehow there's a Zereshova. I learned out B from A. Then I want to extend. I want to learn out C from B, which itself is only learned out from A. So in Kol HaTarukum and all other areas of halacha, we say L'meidim Lomid Min Halomid. That's legitimate. That's a valid form of a drasha. Here in Kochim, the Gemara says sometimes, the Gemara has a whole sugya, when do we apply the rule, ein lemeidim lam men alamed, when do we say that it is lemeidim lam men alamed? There's a whole sugya in the middle of Masechah Zvachim. But you see that the midrash turn the drashas for him are slightly different when it comes to the area of Kochim. The Gemara also has a lot of times in the area of Kochim that we require shina all of hakosav liyakev. If a pasuk says a din, let's say it says mincha belula b'shemen, you're supposed to stir the shemen in the mincha. What if loy bolal? What if I did not pour the shemen in, but I didn't stir it together? So the Mishnah says loy bolal is kosher. So the Gemara says because well, that's problematic. The pasuk mincha belula b'shemen says many times over. But usually the Gemara will say the klal is that if it only says it once and it's not repeated a second time, here it is repeated many times, that's a pella. But whenever the pasuk only has it once, it's not repeated, so then it's understood it's only lahatchila and it's not b'riyadin. We require shin all of our kosev, it has to be repeated a second time, la'aket. Taisus has the kasha, but lila by mincha is repeated 100 times, which is so many times. Mincha b'lula b'shem and v'nischa. So Taisus' opinion is, Taisus in many places assumes that this klal is shin all about kosov liyakev. If it only says it once, it's understood it's only l'hatchila, unless it's repeated a second time, then it's even b'diyeved. So Taisus assumes that that midah only applies in the area of kochim, doesn't apply in any other area of halacha. The Chazon Ish follows a group of achronim who disagree with that Taisus, and he says the whole thing is not true. You have by chalitza, you have by many mitzvahs like that. Whenever the pasuk has a lot of details, we assume that the details are only lachatkin unless it'll be repeated by the evit. The Chazon Ish holds like those achrenim that shina lavakos liyakiv is not miyuchad in the area of kochim. But this is clear though in the Gemara that the midrash and the drashas spam are slightly different in the area of kochim. But haraya, the din of ein lemeidim lomim and alomim, that's beferish in the Gemara. So I would have understood if we would have had shisha sidrei mishnah. And the Shisha, we have Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. I would have understood if the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah would have been Kochim should be a separate Seder. It is. And Tara should be a separate Seder. And Zikin should be a separate Seder. Bein Dam Ladam. And then all the rest of Issa v'Heter should be divided into three. You should have Din and Nefasha should be a separate Seder, Sanhedrin. And then you should have Avodah Zarah should be a separate Seder. And all the rest of Issa v'Heter should be in a separate Seder. But it doesn't correspond to what it is. That's not the way the Mishnayos are set up. There are really six different areas in Halacha. You have the three areas, Beidam ledam, beidin ledin, beinega lenega. You have the Tumah v'Tahara is one area, and Dinim Amanus is one area. And the third area of Issa v'Heter really has these subcategories. So if we would have had, those would have been the Shishi Siddur Mishnah, I would have understood. But it doesn't correspond exactly to the way the Shishi Siddur Mishnah are. I just want to say a word on the Parsha, that's by way of introduction to the Parsha. Before I begin speaking, I'll say a few words. That's in Yiddish, they always explain. Before I begin speaking, I'll say a few words. As I now speak, the Parsha has two different, the Karbonos are divided into two different categories. You have Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim. Kochi Kochim obviously means that they have a higher level of Kedusha. So with respect to what? That they have the higher level of Kedusha. So at the end of the Sedra, we have the Dina of Me'ila B'Kochim. Nefesh Kisim Amal Etzin Shvi. So the Gemara says, Kochi Hashem, Kochim Hamiyuchadim Hashem. The Dina Be'ila only applies to Kochi Kochim, doesn't apply to Kochim Kalim. That means the Dina Be'ila, the one who's Moel Behegdish, one who's Nenem and Ahegdish B'Shogik, has to give Karim B'Chaimish and bring Hashem Be'ila, that only applies by Kochi Kochim, doesn't apply to Kochim Kalim. The Isser, though, there is an Isser Be'ila by Kochim Kalim, that's a Mishnah, Lo Nenem V'Lo Moelim, you're not allowed to get Hanoa L'Chatchila. So the Issa, that's a big machlekes HaRishonim, whether the Issa L'Chatchila is the Raisa de Rabbanan. Half of the Rishonim say it's only the Rabbanan, and the other half of the Rishonim hold that it's the Raisa. Rav Soloveitchik said they heard from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that he felt that it's inconceivable that it should only be the Rabbanan. Inconceivable, but half of the Rishonim say like that. Inconceivable. That the Issa Me'ila by Kochim Kalim is only the Rabbanan. What are the other differences between Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim? So another difference is that you need Sofon. The Azar is divided right and left, so we always assume the right side is more important than the left side. The Hakrovas HaKarbonos has to be done by a right-handed Kohen with his right hand. Avoid always has to always give more Hashivas to the right side. So the right side of the Azar is Sofon, that's more important than the left side of the Azar. So Kochi Kochim, Shchitasim at Sofon, the Kibbol Daman, the Chlishar is but Sofon. The Shchit and the Kabbalah Saddam has to be in Sofon. What else is the difference? So the difference is the Kochi Kochim, the more Mekudish something is, so the more susceptible it is to Psul, the more restricted it is. So the Kochi Kochim, because they have a higher level of Kedusha, they have a more restricted Mokam and a more restricted Zman. So the Mokam is the Azor. If you take the Kochi Kochim Chutz L'Azor, then Ipsal B'Yotzi. Kochim Kalim have a broader area, Yerushalayim. If you take it Chutz Yerushalayim, it'll be Nifsal B'Yotze. And the Kochi Kochim, because they're more Mekudish, they're more susceptible to be Nifsal B'Lino. So it's only Nechel Yom V'Laylo. Kochi Kalim, basically, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in the Hakdamah to Zvachim, basically, there's one Kochi Kalim, that's Shlomim. And all the Kochi Kalims, they're all different forms of Shlomim. Korban Pesach, Mechorah, Maisa, everything, Toda, they're all subcategories, all types of Shlomim. That's how the Rambam writes. So Shlomim basically Shnei Yamim V'Laila Echad. That's not Yom V'Laila. So the Zman is broadened that. And then the people who can eat it, the Kochim Kalim is Nechel to Jews. Any Jew who's Tohar can eat the Kochim Kalim in Yerushalayim. The Kochim can only be eaten by Zichri Kuhuna in the Azara. Can't even be eaten by Kohenis, only by Zichri Kuna, as it says in the Mishnah, it says, Zemekam Zichri Kuna, in the Azorah. The Ra'or writes in the Bedek Abayis, there's a Sefer Torah Abayis, different parts of Shulchan Aruch are based on different Rishonim, so the first Chelek Yerodea, most of the first Chelek Yerodea is based on the Rashba and the Torah Abayis. So the Rashba was a Talmud of the Ramban, and the Ra'or, Baron Alev, is also a Talmud of the Ramban. So the Ra'or has the running comments, hasogas, on the Sefer Torah Abayis of the Rashba, that's called the Bedek Abayis. The Rashba wrote this Torah Abayis, and the Ra'or comes to patch up the holes, the mistakes that the Rashba makes, he calls it the Bedek Abayis. So the Ra'or, and the Rabbaron Alevi writes in the Bedek Abayis, he's talking about salting flesh to remove the dam, so he, Derech Agav, he gets involved in the Pasuk in today's Seder. So he says, just like the Zedin, Al Kol Menchos Chatakar Melech, Al Kol Korban Chatakar Melech, the two psukim, you have to salt all the flesh that's burnt on the Mizbech, and you have to salt all the Menachas that's put on the Mizbech. The Rambam even says that salting the Menachas is more common than salting the flesh. salting the mincha, the Rambam holds is ma'akeh b'riyevin. If you didn't salt the mincha, you're not yotzei b'riyevin. Salting the flesh that you burn on the mizbeach, that part is not ma'akeh b'riyevin. So the Rabbanan Halevi says that the Gemara has a statement in connection with achilas kochi kochim, kohanim oichlim ubailim miskapim. The kohanim have to eat it. And achilas ha-kohanim in the Azara, the zichrei kuna is considered as if we did a haktorah on this. The bailim get a kapora. You don't apply that to achilas kochim kalim. You don't say when you eat the kochim kalim, you get a kapora. That's not part of the kapora. Only achilas kohanim, zichrei kuna, just like a hakrovas hakarbonis has to be done by male kohanim, achilas kochi kochim has to be done by the zichri kohuna in the azor. It's like an avoida, and that's why the Gemara says a loshin kohanim ochlim abailam is kaprim. The abailam get a kapora because of the fact that kohanim are reading. The achilas hakohanim is like haktora agabi hamizbeach. Rabban Halevi has a chiddush. He puts together a few Gemaras and he comes up with a chiddush that does not say in the Gemara. But just like what you makter on the mizbeach, you have to do melicha, so too the chelik that's nechal by the zichrei kohuna requires melicha, because the achilas hakohanim is considered like haktora on the mizbeach. A lot of details. If you go through all the psukim, you go through all the mishnayos, you see that there's a system here. It's not just a hodgepodge. It's a tremendous system. You just have to be able to go through mishnayos zochim and put together all the details. A good in Shabbos.
Very good.